proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue with our series relating to the six woes God pronounced against Israel in the fifth chapter of Isaiah. The second of these judgments condemned the Jewish people for their unbridled addiction to pleasure. God said, quote, "Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night until wine inflame them, and the harp, and the viol, the tabret, and pipe, and wine are in their feasts," unquote. In a later session, we will look specifically at Israel's proclivity to drunkenness. For this time, we'll focus upon Jewish society's promotion of a life given to pleasure, otherwise known as hedonism. The Blue Letter Bible offered a definition of this kind of behavior. They described it as reveling and said that it was, quote, "a nocturnal and riotous possession of half-drunken and frolicsome fellows, who after supper parade through the streets with torches and music in honor of Bacchus, the Greek god of wine, or some other deity," unquote. Such pageants featured loud and boisterous behavior on the part of its participants. Such revels also included feasts and drinking parties, events which could last well into the night. Revelings, that is to say, inordinate love of pleasure, revelings comprised one of the nine fruits of the flesh which Paul condemned in the fifth chapter of Galatians. In 1 Peter chapter 4, that apostle associated revelings with, quote, "lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine," unquote, as well as associating revelings with, quote, "banquetings and abominable idolatries," unquote. Such celebrations had their basis in a philosophy known as hedonism. Hedonism advocated the pursuit of pleasure, often involving sexual indulgence. The pursuit of pleasure as being the highest good in life. Hedonism derived from a Greek word meaning delight. The writer of Ecclesiastes, in the second chapter of that book, referred to his adaptation of a lifestyle, focusing on the maximizing of his pleasures. He wrote, quote, "I said in mine heart, go to now, I will prove thee with mirth, therefore enjoy pleasure," unquote. In pursuit of that objective, he indulged in drinking wine. He built houses and cultivated vineyards. He made gardens and planted trees. He acquired things which people in his time associated with material prosperity. Servants, silver, gold, musicians, musical instruments. Having done these things, the author of Ecclesiastes concluded, quote, "I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun," unquote. Reveling and living for pleasure is also condemned in the New Testament. Paul exhorted the congregation of Rome in the 13th chapter of his epistle to that church. Paul exhorted the Roman Christians, quote, "Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying," unquote. Rather, Paul continued, quote, "Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh, to fulfill the lusts thereof," unquote. Hedonism and riotous behavior, described in Isaiah chapter 5, have no place in the Christian life. God's people should instead follow the advice Paul gave in the second chapter of the book of Titus, namely, live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.